This is Dr. Mejia, the temple patient Michelle Nakfour, N-A-K-F-O-U-R, medical records 162-476-0115, 1984, referring physician Dr. Onitidi, procedure performed EJDN colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, set of procedure August 7, 2024. Indications, bloating, melina, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, polyp in the fundus of the stomach, number 2, esophagitis, late class A, number 3, diffuse gastritis, number 4, internal hemorrhage, number 5, otherwise normal colonoscopy, pure paragraph death from session, second portion of the duodenum of the EGD, secum for the colonoscopy, complication on immediately, medication as per motor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, Boston preparation score of 9, pure paragraph. Opera procedure as per double template, pure paragraph. Findings, otopharynx, pneumo, pure paragraph. Esophagus, there's 17-minute erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with a class A esophagitis, pure paragraph. Stomach, diffuse erythema antrum and body of the stomach, biopsy taken, large pylori, pure paragraph. There's a diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach, biopsy taken, pure duodenum, D1, D2, appear normal, period. Biopsy is taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum and a hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon appear normal, pure paragraph. Sphenic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, high fiber diet. Number 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor to clinic. Next number, was that a patient on protonic 20 milligrams per daily. Next number, follow up in GOC 3 or 4 weeks. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 to 10 years.